Tom
Petty. That's your grandpa.
Yeah, in duty duty. Can I pull up a stool?
Oh, yeah, sure. Grandpa, long time no see. What's new with you?
Hold up. We just trying to help save Medicare, keep Obama in office, those kind of things.
Oh, and how you doing that, Grandpa?
Pete, you youngins.
I'm 54, Grandpa.
That's your use of metaphors and ribald slang that had me fooled. Anyways, I just had to keep sending $20 here and there, $20 here and there to the Obama campaign, post some pertinent links on Twitter and Facebook.
You post on Twitter and Facebook, Grandpa?
Well, of course I do. I may be over 8 years old, but I ain't no computer illiterate.
You probably know more about how to help the president than I do.
I don't know, Pete. Takes a lot of hoopsplat to keep friendships up with Republican Tea Partiers who like to go on and on and on about Jesus never ran for office, or libertarian friends who can't see past their Ron Paul noses despite their faces, or nephews and nieces who just ignore that ever-living crap out of everything I put up on Facebook, and all they do is post our newborn pigs fishing kills.
I'd regret it if I unfriended him.
How can you regret silence?
Yeah.
Well, Pete, I'll let you get on with your show. Just remember, it's about to get pissed. It's better to be pissed than this. Better to be blocked than docked. And better to smoke something than choke something.
Well,
you know, I only smoke Captain Black. I know, you only smoke Captain Black. Hey, say, for 54 years old, youngin, why did I feel rap song coming up?
Want to stick around to find out?
My age wife. Fight the infrequent muse. Here we go.
Brandy.
Castro. Too much money for the casserole.
Castro. Oh, you already said that. Assessment fee. Both for the golf and the greedy.
Liz's children's hour. Kitty montage.
No one ever said that K-bar's
in the garage.
In the garage.
Trail mix is granola.
Trail mix is granola.
I just said that.
No shit in shinola.
Breaking Bad. Mad Men for Coca-Cola.
Someone told me you better take a break.
We need to edit more.
But this is my second take.
An inner tube and a dictaphone. Inner tube and a dictaphone. Inner tube and a dictaphone.
Got an inner tube and a dictaphone.
Got an inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got an inner tube and a dictaphone.
A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
Where's it at? Got an inner tube and a dictaphone.
Where's it at? The rubber tube and a dictaphone.
A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
A big rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
Inner tube and a dictaphone.
A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone. A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber tube and a dictaphone.
A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone. A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone. A rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got a rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got a rubber inner tube.
No one knows what you're talking about.
No one knows why.
Get
rubber inner tube and a dictaphone. Rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got a rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got a rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
I got a rubber inner tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber tube and a dictaphone.
Dictaphone. I hear some cattle coming. So do I.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time of the month, ladies. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
on the range today. The prairie doves are pairing off together. It's the weather that makes them all to feather. Their love nest clover is blooming. They'll soon be hay, just because it's springtime on the range today.
Let's call somebody on the phone and see what we come up with, okay?
What do we do? Right?
Let's do that.
Hello?
Who's somebody
hello?
On the phone?
Hello?
Somebody's
on the phone. Hello there.
What is that?
Hello?
Yep.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
It's nice to hear from you.
Hello?
It's nice to hear from you.
It's also too. Nice to hear from both
well,
of you.
Well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Indeed.
Well.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
What's new?
Hello. Hello.
Not much.
Hello.
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 How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
What am I doing?
Pretty good.
What am I doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Indeed, dude. Do 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 do. Hey, let's play the wacky game.
Let's play the wacky
game. The wacky
game.
How do you play the wacky... Oh, shh.
You just dropped the microphone.
How do you play the wacky game? He said, knowingly.
Well, you get your wacky game card out, which has the complete alphabet.
That's right. Go on.
And you just pick somebody's first and last name.
From the wacky
list. Some people that live in Pine Mountain Club, for instance.
Oh, from friends and family.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's try that. Let's start with Liz Bolden.
Wacky.
And she is, the star of Liz Bolden's Children's Hour.
Liz
Okey-dokey.
Bolden.
Well, Liz starts with an L.
Bolden.
That's right.
And on the wacky card...
What does the wacky card say?
L means loopy.
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 Liz.
And Bolden starts with a B.
B. What does B stand for?
And on the wacky card it says baby.
Baby.
So, Liz Bolden is a loopy baby.
According to the wacky card.
According to the wacky card.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, let's start with
that's for Liz.
Lee Donovan.
Lee Donovan.
She's the head of Leeway Studios, just east-west of the Pine Mountain Club post office.
That sounds like fun. Lee Donovan. Lee starts with an L.
Oh, no, that means you got loopy.
Lee.
That's right, we got loopy again.
Loopy.
But Donovan starts with a D, and that's different. So what does the wacky card say is D?
It says it's a darling.
Darling.
So Lee Donovan is a loopy darling.
That's right. How about Kevin Barr, host of K-Barr and the Garage Ghost Band?
Let's see who Kevin is.
Right here on Pine Cone Radio.
What is Kevin?
That sounds like fun. Kevin is a new letter. What does K
Kevin
come
a...
as?
Come on.
What does K say?
K says kissable.
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 Kevin is kissable.
What is Bar?
We've already had B.
It's a baby.
Bolden, but that's baby.
Kissable.
So he's a kissable baby.
Baby.
That kind of works.
Kevin Bar is a kissable baby.
According to the wacky card.
Hmm.
Why don't we go next to...
Somebody else. Who?
Anders
Postmark. Postmark.
That's Liz's husband.
Husband.
That sounds like fun. Anders starts with an A. What does the wacky card say?
What does it say?
A is for adorable.
Aww. Anders is adorable. Okay, Postmark starts with an H. What do we got for that?
The wacky card says that H is hipster.
So Anders is an adorable hipster.
An adorable hipster.
That sounds like Anders.
He's lucky. I like
that. Why don't
that
we
one.
Try That's Mike Cram?
Mike Cram.
Mike Cram.
He also works at Leeway Studios and Street Corner Gallery over there at the same building.
That's right. Okay, Mike starts with an M.
He works at Lee Studios.
The wacky card says Mary.
Mary.
He's kind of a merry, jovial guy,
isn't
he?
Not all the time.
That's right, Mary. And Cram starts with C, and the wacky card says C is character.
So Mike Cram is a merry character.
Merry character.
That's right, according to the wacky card. Let's do one more
wacky
and then play a song.
because he's not always married.
Otherwise, people are going to get really kind of bored with the wacky card.
Bored.
Okay, let's do somebody in the neighborhood.
Somebody new. Somebody new. Think.
How about
some
Sheila Clark? No, we already got a C. Oh, well, let's do it real quick. Sensational character.
Sheila Clark is a sensational character, according to the wacky card. One more.
Let's try to get some new letters in here so it's not too redundant.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Mr. Wacky.
One more person.
From the wacky card. It's a birthday.
Roger, what's his last name? Roger.
Upchurch.
Upchurch. That would be Lee Donovan's husband.
Yep.
That sounds good. Roger is R, which is a new one. That is ridiculous.
Roger, ridiculous.
Upchurch is unknown. Huh, that's kind of mystical.
Yeah. Ridiculous unknown.
Okay.
That's it for the wacky card. If this is popular,
what a
we'll
great
do it next
game.
Time.
I doubt it.
I kind of doubt it will be. Oh, well. Let's play a song.
The wacky crowd likes it.
Hipster and unknown.
Let's play something. Anything.
You got it.
Leave. Ooh.
Thank you.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fires were a-burning, down the track came a hobo a-hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm a-headed for a land that's far away beside that crystal fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountain." Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain. Yeah. Rock Candy Mountains, it's a land that's fair and bright. The handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. The boxcars are all empty, and the sun shines every day. Bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow in the big Rock Candy Mountains. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. Oh, the shacks all have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a ginger ale too, and you can paddle all around it in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the jails are made of tin. You can slip right out again as soon as they put you in. There ain't no short handle shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm bound to stay where you sleep all day, where the hung the jerk that invented work in the big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain.
Sub-degree zeros must be about 55 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And I'm colder than a witch's tit. I'm all alone here on this frozen, barren, windy, howling, godforsaken land called the North Pole. My camera crew, my scientific advisors, have abandoned me. Going to have to somehow find them. If you look south, if you look north, if you look east, if you look west, every direction is bleak and cold. I don't know why they abandoned me. I mean, every once in a while, I couldn't sleep last night. It's so freaking cold. I was bored out of my mind and listening to the howling wind through the tent. All I did was wake up some of the crew members, middle of the night, and, you know, James, this is Richard Attenborough.
Richard,
are you cold?
Richard, go to sleep.
I am.
Richard, go to bed.
Cold.
Go to sleep, Richard.
Andrew. Andrew, tell me what it's like to be a cameraman at 3 in the morning on the North Pole.
Let's talk about
freezing your bottles off.
Let's get some sleep.
So, I kept waking up everybody in the tents that way last night. I finally got to sleep, only to see myself abandoned. All the tents are gone, even my sleeping bag. All they left me was with was this husky and my snowshoes. Let's go, Tibbet. Let's try to find our crew. This is Richard Attenborough for BBC Planet Blue. Planet freezing my testes off. Hopefully, there'll be a happy ending if I don't die.
Look, Timmy. A rock. Victor. Come on, Tippet. Come on, Tippet. Tippet, you're going the wrong way. Tippet! Come here, Tippet! Oh, Tippet. The Malamute Husky has abandoned me. Remarkable.
I made a lot of money. I made $250,000 from a book and the serial rights, which many of you were good enough to purchase also. In the practice of law, and I'm not claiming I was worth it, but apparently former vice presidents or presidents are worth a great deal to law firms, and I did work pretty hard. But in also in that period, I earned between $100,000 and $250,000 every year. So that when I in 1968 decided to become a candidate for president, I decided to clean the decks and to put everything in real estate. I sold all my stock for $300,000. That's all I owe. I sold my apartment in New York for $300,000. I'm using rough figures here. And I had $100,000 coming to me from the law firm. And so that's where the money came from. Let me just say this. And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Because the president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Around me, all of them. The sun is up, right? Ponder the. Oh, and then I'll go to beef sucking. Well, I'm not a crook. Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Because people have got to know. Well, there he goes again, Gerald. Yes.
Well, I'm not a crook.
You would have thought my pardon would have been enough, Ronnie. Well, he just can't let go of the past.
Because people have got to know.
Yes, and I guess he was the king of living in the past. I keep trying to tell him, just forget it. Just forget it all. That's what I did. People say to me, Ronnie, how about those arms for hostages? Or Ronnie, how about that Nicaragua? Or Ali North? I just keep saying I don't remember that part. Well, it does him no good. Let's call him over for some barbecue. Good idea, Ron. Richard? Richard?
All right,
Dick.
All right. Enough of that. Can you see me?
Richard?
I'm busy.
Dick,
busy.
Come on. Tricky Dicky.
All right, enough of that. Can't you see I'm doing this?
Well, Dick, we just thought we could interest you in some good old-fashioned cooking. Come on, Dick, the fire's hot.
Well, I am not a cook.
No one said you were, Richard.
I'm not
the
a cook.
Food is already as it is.
I am not a cook.
For a spell.
But my tapes, somebody may steal them.
This is heaven, Dick. No one steals anything in heaven. Not even the bushes.
Well, I suppose I could take a little break.
Of course you can.
Have some jelly beans before you dig in, Mr. President.
Don't mind if I do. You know, boys, you ever wonder why Jimmy Carter outlived every one of us?
They always told us in Hollywood, the good die young.
That's it. I don't know too many Democrat presidents who were from my...
Well, there was JFK...
Yeah, Kennedy's. Lots of them up here.
True, but they were all gunned down. We all died of natural causes.
I think I died from boredom.
Dickie, can I call you Dickie?
I don't see why not. Just none of that tricky Dickie business. I'm Dickie, not a crook.
What's your take on this Romney fellow?
Well, let me make this perfectly clear. Mitt Romney seems like a nice fellow, all right, but I don't know. I'm not sure the sauce is good
enough.
I'm not
sure I'm following
the
you.
The sauce, it's all right. I'm just thinking our party is over is all.
Well, if we can bring the trickle back, I'm not so sure.
I'm kind of glad Jimmy beat me.
How's that, Jerry?
Well, I'm not so sure I could have handled that whole Khomeini thing as well as he did.
What do you mean? That mission failed.
Yes, and I was the one who took the credit for the release of the hostages because I carried a big stick. And who can forget Mr. Gorbachev? Dear Mr. Gorbachev.
Actually, Gorbachev and his fellows had more to do with that wall going down than you, Ronnie.
Mr. Gorbachev. Tear this wall down.
Ronnie, shut up.
What we need is not more government, but less schools.
Is that how it went?
Dickie, why are you going to go all over that old tapes again?
I'm not a crook.
Can't you just let go of the past, let go of all that stuff?
Well, boys, I was just checking for any mistakes I might have made.
Your hamburger's ready, Dickie. Yours too, Jerry.
Thanks.
Say, did you hear Donna Summer and that Mr. Gibb fellow were up here now?
Oh, I could care less. I'm going to make a call on Elvis a bit later. I owe him one. You care to join me?
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, I think I'll pass too. It's getting late. Maybe you can all join me for another visit next week. I'm planning on lobster.
No thanks. But you go ahead and have your fun. I'm going to do some channeling for Mick.
I am not a crook kind of talk.
if I may be so bold.
No. Just, it's okay to lie, Jargon. You know, that's always worked for the party, gentlemen. Gerald, you were the exception.
Thank you. I think
I am not a crook or a cook.
Cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry, yibbe-yi-oh. Done by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Doggy dreamer.
Split the breezes, you mule-hip cayuse.
Say, Robin Gibb, who would have thought there would be cows in heaven?
And so many, Donna.
And so many, Robin. Say, Robin, were you listening to three of our former presidents a few minutes ago here on Trail Mix?
No, I was busy working on a new version of Jive Talking with none other than John Denver.
John Denver? He's not disco.
No, but he's dead.
Okay, but I still can't imagine him doing Jive Talking with you.
Oh, yeah, Donna, and I'm really helping him on a new version of one of his songs.
Which one?
Rocky Mountain High.
Okay, well, I guess I'll believe it. I'll believe it when I hear it.
Oh, you'll believe it all right.
You may as well ask me to believe Richard Nixon will help me with an ethereal version of Love to Love You, Baby.
Funny you should say that, Donna. And speak of the devil,
I am not a crook.
Why, Mr. President.
I'm not a devil. Listen, Donna, you don't owe me anything. But I beg of you to remember when I went on laughing. Did that whole Sakatumi routine. For a few brief moments, I was incredibly...
hip as Anders Hosmark, the adorable hipster. Mr. President.
You said it. I was hip.
Well, I'm guessing you know the lyrics already?
Donna, babe, this is heaven. The glass isn't dark anymore.
I'll just leave you two disco sex gods to your own devices.
See you later, Robin.
Donna, may I have this boogie?
My pleasure.
When you're laying so close to me, there's no place I'd rather be than you with me alone. Baby. You love me, baby. Let me make this perfectly clear.
When you're laying so close to me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Donna, I love to love you, baby. I love to love you, baby. Love you, baby. I love to love you, baby. Love to love you, baby.
To be here working on all these songs with you. I just love staying alive, especially since nobody can kill us anymore. Anyway, oh God, stay away from airplanes. Far out! How did you get here? Well, it's a long story, but you know, I'm here now, and that's all that matters. I want to meet Donna. I got to meet Donna. Far out. She's just singing with Richard Nixon, of all people, right now. Richard Nixon. Is heaven a kick or what? It's a kick, all right, and I just got here. Good Lord. God. You know, I have this feeling when Annie gets up here, she's, you know, someday, she's just going to love it. Well, how can you not? All the cows and horses and there's Rockies up here, man. There are Rockies, and you can smoke dope, and it won't kill you. Well, I didn't know dope did kill you. Well, if everything in moderation on planet Earth, Robin, but you know that. Well, yeah, Mr. Herbal Tea and Mr. Yeah. Anyway, far out. I just have to say, I want you to hear this new version of Thank God I'm a Country Boy, okay? I'd love to, and we're going to collaborate. We got all the time in the world. Far out. Yeah. 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 You doggy, split the breezes.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
To rise early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life says it did me no harm. I'm raising me a family, working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy life. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old food. When the sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle, I ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's at low, pull out the middle and crossing up the boat. Kids are asleep. And I can't work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Chapter 964. Memoirs of my first 12 millennia in heaven. Once I got a dictaphone, I realized all of those tapes mean nothing. Because after all, former Quaker that I was, I realized that none of that really mattered. All the mistakes, all the lies, all the cover-ups, all the Watergate scandals can't break my spirit. And so, St. Peter gave me a dictaphone so I could transcribe my new thoughts. My purged thoughts, my higher self thoughts, And so in this chapter, I start to take stock of my new friends who are in the distance, even as I write this or transcribe this into my dictaphone, my recorder, sailing down a beautiful stream of heaven. Yes, let me make this most perfectly clear. I am finally happy.
Well, I never thought I would meet John Denver. How you like these inner tubes, John?
Far out! Thank God I'm floating down a stream with Ronald Reagan. And I'm his friend.
And I'm happy to be here with Donna.
And I'm happy to be here with you, Robin. And Jerry Ford.
I'm very happy to be here. And Ron is, I guess, going to invite us over for another barbecue.
By the way, did you know that the lobsters and the meat that we eat and these kind of trips are really not meat at all? Anyway, we're all here to say happy, happy heaven. Happy heaven, happy heaven.
Happy heaven.
Far out! I love you guys.
Hey, do you guys want to hear a song?
Not right now. Let's just enjoy the inner tubes and the fine weather and the beautiful sunshine and setting there in the west out there. They even got a west.
Yeah, I love to love you, heaven. Staying alive, staying alive, staying alive, staying alive.
Hey, here comes Richard after all. He's gonna join us. Richard, come on,
grab an inner tube. Jump in the water. It's perfect 70 degrees.
I always like 70 degrees.
Destination from the planet below, from the habitation of the things we know, a jigsaw heaven from a screwed-up Earth, where we finally get a second birth. Even Richard Nixon and Ronnie Reagan find peace amidst a disco lake, and John Denver can fly his plane again, and the Gibb brothers can soon jive talk till 10, and Donna and Jerry share an inner tube, and Richard found a friend in a dictaphone. And Richard found a friend in a dictaphone. Where it's at. Where it's at.
A rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Far out.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Well, rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. 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 Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Far out in a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Well, it's a tube and a dictaphone. Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube. Rubber in a tube and a dick. And a dick for your phone.
love to love you, Donna.
I love you, Rich.
Aspen colors leaves falling, Colorado high, Colorado hello, 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 eagle. The hawk and the eagle say hello, Smeagol. Hello, 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 you give me a heart on for nature, a heart on for nature. Someday she'll die, or I will first. So let's light up the pipe, let's light up the pipe, and give it our worst, give it our worst. Cause it's a aspen high, it's a aspen glow. I better get my central heat install before the snow.
Far out. I just surprise myself so often.
Love to love me, baby. Love to love me, just heard Love to Love Me in an Aspen Glow by Peter Gellerud. And before that, we heard Party Ben with Thank God I'm a Country Boy remix. We heard Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And we also heard the fascinating Love to Love You sung by Richard Nixon. Before that, we heard the David Vendetta mix of Donna Summer's Love to Love You, Baby. Before that, Writers in the Sky by the fascinating Vaughn Monroe and the Moon Men. Before that, Mike Oldfield's Sunlight Shining Through Clouds. And before that, Big Rock Candy Mountain sung by John Hartford. And we started off with springtime by the sons of the pioneers. Well, I'm freezing my ass off. See you next week on BBC's Trail Mix. Oh, Tibbet, come here, Tibbet. Stop eating that man.
Smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails,
happy trails to you
till we meet again.